Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Each and every show we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Our pal, none better than Victoria Jones in our virtual green room. Victoria, a holiday weekend coming up. I imagine you're so important to the organization, you probably have, what, 5-6 days off?
Oh, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, Yeah. We get federally mandated, you know, if it's a federal holiday,
yeah,
then we don't publish. Other than that, we don't get.
That's the thing about news and journalism and politics and doing this gig, isn't it? You work. We're like how the post office people used to be.
That's right, how they used to be. Exactly. We just keep going. We're like those Energizer bunnies back in the 80s.
Yeah, no kidding. On a much more serious note, it's terrible what's happening in Oklahoma. The confirmed death toll is 51. Originally, they were talking about 30 kids being missing, and of course, that was just too much to bear. So in the end, it looks like maybe some of those kids are okay. We don't know at this point. Rescuers are digging for trapped students. They're really racing against the clock. And I know that you told me just before we came on, the president was notified of that, I guess an update and whatnot, and had something to say about it. What did you get on that?
Yeah, the president spoke some hours ago with Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon to express his concern for those who've been affected. And, information is obviously still coming in, but he made clear that FEMA, his administration, stand ready to offer all available assistance. And he's directed his team to assure they're providing available resources as the response unfolds. And they've already deployed an incident management assistance team to the state emergency ops center in Oklahoma City. And the president told Governor Fallon that the people of Oklahoma are in his and the First Lady's thoughts and prayers. And his team will keep him updated. But he also urged her to be in touch directly if there were additional resources that the administration could provide.
All right, so there you go. So obviously we're talking about this throughout this entire show, and we'll tell you ways that you can help the people in Oklahoma and whatnot, and we'll keep you abreast of that. In D.C., the other thing is the three dreaded letters, the IRS. Let's face it, nobody likes the IRS, Victoria, and we just don't. That's how it is. And now this whole IRS scandal stuff, Jay Carney talked about it a lot. You were there for the White House press briefing. What did he have to say?
Well, basically, he came out and gave us a sort of updated TikTok from last week, you know, a TikTok of, well, this is when we heard, 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 and, or this is when so-and-so heard. Basically, he seems himself to have been one of the last to hear. But one of the key things that we heard today was that White House counsel Catherine Rumler was personally told on April the 24th, and she notified the White House Chief of Staff, Dennis McDonough, and other senior aides, who we have not been told the names of, without informing the president. Carney said she made the decision or the judgment that it was not necessary or appropriate to inform the president of this, and that didn't happen. And most importantly, no action was taken by anyone in this building to intervene. He also added the president wouldn't have acted if he had known. Obviously, that would be wholly inappropriate, Jay Carney said.
Inappropriate. All right. And we haven't really heard the last of this. You know how it is. Sometimes stories really stick in D.C. Sometimes something else trumps it. Do you think this one hangs around a little bit longer?
Yes, I do. There are a number of hearings coming up. Some of them are sort of fluffy hearings because there are people who just want to get on C-SPAN. Some of them are quite important. There are a couple of hearings Tuesday that are very interesting. One is the Senate Banking Committee, and this isn't even a hearing about the IRS. It's a hearing about something entirely different. It's a hearing about banking wonky stuff, actually, which is, you know, it's kind of it's a boring, wonky hearing. But it's Treasury Secretary Jack Lew, who wasn't told until very recently, but his deputy knew back in June, July last year, and his people in his chief of staff's office were told in April of this year, and he has to go and testify Tuesday about all this wonky stuff. So guess what the banking committee is going to ask him about, the IRS. Also Tuesday, Douglas Shulman, who is the George W. Bush-appointed former commissioner of the IRS, who stepped down in November and who was in charge during the whole mess and who may have misled Congress, will testify before a major Senate committee. And that's going to be interesting because that's headed up by Max Baucus and Senator Orrin Hatch, both of whom just sent 41 questions to the IRS that they want answered within 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. That'll be interesting. We'll see what happens with that deadline. All right. Victoria Jones, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
The big story, of course, is what we were talking about with Victoria there. An update, the president has declared a major disaster area of Oklahoma. And of course, if you look at any of the pictures, I know that this is, of course, radio, but let me just describe it for you. Usually, and I have said this over and over again, particularly since we had those bad storms last week in Texas, there's a hopscotch effect with lots of these funnels, even if they're larger. No such animal this time around. We are talking about 200-mile-an-hour winds, 2 miles wide at the base of the tornado. The tornado on the ground, 30 minutes or more, they're saying, or saying it felt like that. There are all kinds of aspects to what happened in this one area outside of Oklahoma City, a suburb. Lots and lots of people live in Moore, Oklahoma, including Toby Keith, the country singer, is from Moore and talked about as a kid, knowing that this is what we live with, tornadoes, and what do you do in the case of a tornado? Saddest thing of all, that you have these children that are among the missing, presumably dead. The rescue teams are out there. They're searching for survivors, but likely they're pulling bodies out at this point. And as much as they don't want to say that and are praying for a miracle, it certainly is not looking like there is going to be one of those miracles. Now, there were situations during the tornado where many kids were saved, were rescued. There are lots of acts of heroism that are being described, including a teacher who threw her body on top of some kids at an elementary school that was absolutely flattened. And the people are in shock. They are walking down the street trying to figure out how to piece it together. What happened to their house? What happened to their car? What happened to their animals? A lot of animals are missing. So kids, animals, people, it's really, really incredibly sad to see what has happened to this area as a result of an incredible, incredible tornado. I feel like we've been talking about tornadoes now. Since I've done the show, we've talked about it, but I feel like in the last couple of weeks, we really have been talking about tornadoes and what about these watches and warnings and all that sort of stuff. We've just scratched the surface. So much more to tell you about this. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. Stay with us. More tornado and more what you can do to help the people coming up next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Us here on America Tonight, talking about the tornadoes in Oklahoma and just how devastating it is for the people, especially more, man, our thoughts and prayers go out with those people. You can only imagine what it's like for a child to not know where their parent is and vice versa, for the parent to be sitting on a stool in the mud outside of where they are combing through all of the muck, trying to see if they can find the kids or find bodies, searching for kids trapped in school, in a school there that was flattened by the tornado. Then that's what the scene is still, even now, with floodlights and everything else raining down on the one elementary school that was just ravaged by that tornado. You know, when all the dust settles on this, one of the things I think that'll be talked about, and I talked to a local meteorologist and got his take on it, but, you know, we talk about the warnings and what do you know about a tornado approaching, and it's scary because of the way it moves around and all of that sort of stuff. But they were warning people, and this is an area that's right in Tornado Alley, that this was a possibility. They were talking about it even over the weekend. Of course, just because you think it might happen, could happen, it's a sunny day, geez, everything's okay, and then poof, all of a sudden the conditions are ripe. The tornado, at least from all of the reports that I've heard, including from this well-known meteorologist that I talked to today, there was at least 30 minutes of, hey, this, you know, there's these warnings, we're seeing the conditions, that kind of stuff. And I'm wondering why they didn't, as some kids were evacuated from the school, why not just evacuate the entire school? Matt, you've been following this and have just been captivated by everything since you walked into our studios today. And I think that same thing hit you, why it what the whole school that was flattened wasn't evacuated.
Yeah, and obviously we're still waiting for a lot more confirmed information, things like that.
Sure.
What I have right now is that there was a church nearby that some of the older kids were evacuated to, the fifth and sixth graders, it sounds like. And then there were some other kids that got evacuated into bathrooms, and there was a teacher who was laying on top of some students in some cases.
Yeah.
And but then there are these unfortunate kids, and it sounds to me these are the ones that are missing right now that ended up being in a hallway, and that was their part of their evacuation plan was they stay in the hallway, and that was deemed to be their safety place, and obviously it's not. And so I think when everything kind of settles down after this, people look back on it, they're going to think, okay, why was the hallway the place that these kids, you know, were deemed that's their safe place, their shelter, when, you know, a bathroom sounds safer to me. But, I mean, I do remember when I was in elementary school, the hallway was one of the places that we were evacuated
to. You went to? Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, now looking back on it, it's like, why is that? Does, you know, a bathroom sounds better, you know, with all the concrete around you than the open hallway.
Yeah, I don't understand that either, because we think of what people do in their homes, and it's getting in the bathtub and putting a mattress on top of you for all the debris that could fall on in the bathtub, being heavy, thinking that's a good chance that that's an anchor. Lots of people will tell you about that. But you're not anchored in a hallway. Not as the roof is being torn off like it's nothing, like it's a can of juice. So I wonder the same thing about the hallway idea. Of course, in a panic, and if you have no other nothing, this is it. We have moments to go. We've got to figure out something. Well, what is the something you're going to do? And that's
right.
Probably why.
And I understand that. But at the same time, we've said that they had 30, 40 minutes warning. And there was some parents that I saw, because I've been watching a feed from KFOAR, which is a news station down in Oklahoma City, pretty much all day long, nonstop, just trying to keep up to date on this. And there were parents of kids who saw these storms coming and took their kids out of classes and brought them home or brought them to their own personal shelters, because a lot of people, obviously being in Tornado Alley, have, you know, homemade shelters underground.
Sure.
And that's where they brought their kids to.
Yeah, and those people talked about that, talked about being in their storm shelter, and the fact that even in the storm shelter, of course, it felt like a freight train was barreling in around them, but they're safe. They're safe in the shelter, and it's not being dug out of the ground, as Matt's talking about a lot of them in the ground. So it seems like it's an inequitable situation where some are sent in one direction, some are sent in another direction, and we don't know. It's, you know, this is one thing I wanted to caution everyone about. It's easy to jump to conclusions. Of course, I'm not sitting in their situation. I'm not the principal of this school of, you know, Plaza Towers Elementary School. That was the school that was just leveled. But it does make you wonder, and I can tell you one thing. Moving forward after this major disaster area that has now happened, I guarantee that there will just clear the decks. I think they would have to come up with some kind of immediate evacuation plan, even if they go through one false alert, another false alert, because that's the thing with the tornado warning and watches, that they'll be issued, and then sometimes the weather goes in a different direction. There's no exact, there's no 100%, there's not even 90%. So that's the other part of this. We'll have to make a decision.
In some of the schools I went to, I went to a variety. You know, my elementary school is a little older. Well, no, it wasn't. My high school was older. That's the one. And then we had a fallout shelter from the old Cold War days, and that was one of the places you would get evacuated to during a tornado. But, you know, the newer schools don't have those. And I'm just wondering, you know, what if, you know, these schools, if that's going to be something that's going to need to be built in, is some kind of shelter, tornado shelter.
Yeah, I would think, you know, you gotta, whatever it takes moving forward, it's gotta happen. It's gotta happen. You know, here, cop says, hey, F5, wasn't it, Kate? That's the finger of God. People will say often that that's what the F5 means, because crazy amounts of wind that bear down on top of you. They're saying F4, F5, they're disputing actually what the numbers are going to fling on this. I've heard more EF4 than the 5, but I mean, the destruction is It's just, it is. It's just unreal. There are no great adjectives for me to use. There is no amazing picture that I can paint for you other than to say the things that I've said in the past. And to me, having seen this, lived through it in a very small fashion, nothing, nowhere on the scale of what we're seeing in central and western Oklahoma. It is like a fist has smashed an entire neighborhood. Just yeah. Smashed it to smithereens.
Because I've been involved in a tornado here that hit where I lived, but it's completely different from that. In that experience, it was you'd have a couple homes on a block damaged, and then you go to the next block, and there are a couple homes there, and it, you know, because the tornado kind of zigzags around. This is just the entire town is leveled. Like someone just took a giant, you know, bulldozer and took down every yeah. single neighborhood there is. It's neighborhoods, it's the entire city, schools, office buildings, everything is gone, and it's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I heard people talk about that they didn't know where anything was. Their cars are nowhere near. Their entire house is gone except for the front facade. The sidewalk is there, but then the back isn't there. It's absolutely crazy. It's not about the houses. It's about the people, though. So with this school is the big story, Plaza Towers Elementary in Moore, Oklahoma, as I mentioned, the massive tornado just barreling down right on top of it. There were some bright signs earlier where you had rescue workers lifting kids from the rubble before they were passed down a human chain and then taken into what was set up as like a triage center at the school's parking lot. That's what they did. So the school is southwest of Oklahoma City, pretty close. The roof just completely mangled. The walls had fallen in or collapsed. There was one wall I saw standing, and you know what I noticed? That there were book bags across the wall, and I thought, man, this is so sad to see these book bags just hanging there. So they're talking about winds of at least up to 200 miles an hour. Officially, the National Weather Service is saying the tornado's preliminary classification is an EF4. When we come back, we're going to let you hear what some of the people had to say about dealing with this hurricane. For some of you, I know I got some messages of people listening in Oklahoma. Again, our thoughts are with you. I know that I have donated some money to the Red Cross. That's probably one of the best things you can do because they're putting up shelters and everything else. And you can do that pretty easily just by going onto the Red Cross website. They direct people to the Oklahoma disaster. Stay with us.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. 571-7702 or click bensdiscountsupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on bensdiscountsupply.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Couldn't see from one side of it to the other, and the roar, the freight train, we heard it. We pulled 12 out. We saw some unfortunate circumstances as well, but we did get a lot of people out.
Started heading in. We were pulling house walls off of people. There were people crawling out from everywhere and anywhere. It's basically just a war zone.
They train us for it. You have to stay calm in a situation like this. You can't panic, because if you panic, then people are going to die.
They're just babies. So, I mean, I have mine, but somebody lost theirs, so it's not fair.
Yeah, terrible, terrible. We're talking about more Oklahoma and the tornado that really has just ripped up the lives in this suburb of Oklahoma City. A teacher at Briarwood Elementary was one of the people that's being called to hear. She laid on top of her son to shield him from all the debris from the tornado that was, you know, hitting the school. And so she was able to save him. Other students got under sinks in the school's bathroom so they could avoid the falling debris, because that's always the thing. So there were no deaths at Briarwood. Officially seven students, they believe many, many more, were killed at nearby Plaza Towers Elementary School. That's the one that I've been talking about and Matt's been talking about, where some of the kids were in the hallway. And, man, it's just crazy to see these, to see the images of what's happened to the people. I say this all the time, Mother Nature, you know, hell hath no fury like Mother Nature, I suppose. But this is incredible. I mean, just absolutely incredible in the size and scope of this thing. So, of course, it was declared an emergency. And you also think FEMA and the tug and the pull on the funds there. Boy, there are a lot of people still waiting for money from Superstorm Sandy. There are people in Alabama from last year's tornadoes that wreaked havoc with them out in Tuscaloosa. So we're starting to get stretched pretty thin when it comes to these disasters. And, of course, in one sense, who gives a crap? We care about the children. We care about the people. But when when all of this settles, and then it's about moving forward and trying to pick up the pieces of this town, that's when the reality of, wow, we need help, really starts to hit people, because they have to figure out how to piece it together. And there are so many areas of this town that will have to be rebuilt. Matt, we've been talking about this, and you and I were talking about the fact that the animals are also part of this, and this is an area in Oklahoma where people have lots and lots of horses.
Yeah, I saw on the news there was the Orr family farm there, which is, I guess, is almost a tourist attraction, and they've almost been completely wiped out. They said they'd probably lost over 170 horses, so it's pretty devastating, just all the farmland and the animals and everything just devastated.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, it's a leveling from above. It's those pictures from above that really get you, that really choke you up. And I was listening, as Matt was listening, I was listening to some local feeds, some television feeds, where reporters were, of course, out there trying to give people details and saying what was happening and all of that. And one reporter he could not even talk because he was watching in a flooded area of the school where they were pulling kids out. They were pulling some bodies out. And he was watching that and really had a tough time even trying to move on. Eventually, they gave him a chance to get himself together, but it was very, very tough to even talk about it because that's what he was watching. He was watching what was happening. And young kids, you know, you're talking about kindergarten, first grade, those angelic little faces, I mean, that really, really gets to you. So imagine the rescue and recovery workers.
This is the first time watching news coverage that I've seen multiple reporters break down on air. And it's all the local reporters who are out on the scenes, and I saw three of them break down multiple times because you're dealing with a town that's just completely leveled, and you're dealing with missing children and families trying to find their kids that don't know where they are, kids trying to find their parents. There were news reports of, hey, your child's at this hospital, you know, trying to reach out to relatives. It's just an unreal scene.
Yeah. The world is tossed around on its ear, is ripped apart, the destruction of this 2-mile-wide funnel and 200-plus-mile-an-hour winds, you know, officially 51 deaths, but I think because it's always about the numbers, they're trying to, as Matt said, reunite people or tell them what has happened, putting up message boards, and there are people that are not connecting because figure once the dark comes down, then it's tough.
There's also a good website, too, this is more for people out of the area. If you have families in the area, safeandwell.com, that people can get online and look and see if a relative has been found. So safeandwell.com.
Yeah, so check that out because I know that there are people. I got one here from, it looks like Dave, who said that he grew up in that area and knows people there, and he's very, very worried about that. And, of course, forget cell towers down, trying to get in touch with people there. It's impossible.
My fault. It's safeandwell.org.
Safeandwell.org. Safeandwell.org. That's one way to connect because you're not going to most likely be able to get some of these people on the phone or even texting. Some of that is down, or people have phones that aren't working, or they're trying to find a place to recharge, because remember, the power outages are widespread. I mean, this is an unbelievable time for them in trying to, as I said, get to the shelter, dig out, and there's only so much juice to go around, so much power, so most people are wiped out in that area, and it's going to take a while for all of that to be restored. It's going to take a long while for that to be restored. You think of Alabama over a year ago, and they still are trying to pull the pieces together in areas of Tuscaloosa where they were ravaged by tornadoes. And, man, it's the governor said it the best, I think. Hearts are just broken. I mean, they're just broken. You, how do you repair a broken heart like that where you've got a baby? You're pulling babies barely... who have barely been on the planet long enough to enjoy some of the things that, you should enjoy as a child, and to have to break that news to parents where their kid is not coming back, and that's what they're left with in Oklahoma in Moore, that 20 children are among the people dead at this point, and the number is expected, I'll repeat this, is expected to be much, much higher. So chaos is pouring down and did pour down on those Oklahoma schools hit by the tornadoes. There are people that survived it and tried to help other people. And some of them, there was, I think, one of the wildest things I heard, it was on one of the cable shows. There was a woman who they had a moment where they had to decide, what do I do? What do I do? It's just too close. We either get in the car and try to hightail it out, but it's going to be close if we make it, or we get in the closet. So they put motorcycle helmets on, got in the closet with everybody they could stuff into the closet, and they survived it. They said they were praying, and the tornado went through, barreled through, and then they got out of the closet, and that was one of the lone things that was standing in the end. So they survived it. As I said, the American Red Cross, because people are asking where to donate or help or what can they do, they have shelters in Oklahoma. They've got emergency response, you know, jeeps and whatnot that are combing the areas with hot meals, because that's the other thing that happens, and water and all of that sort of stuff. And Matt already told you about the website Safe and Well. That's big. There are also people that are texting Red Cross to 90999, giving $10 or so, or donating online. That's a good, safe way to do it. There's also the obvious phone way, 1-800 Red Cross. But boy, do you really, really feel for these folks when you see what's happened here? And the great thing about Americans is we always respond. We always lend a hand, and even if we can't, we do somehow figure out ways to help our neighbors who, at this point, you know, many of these neighbors who we have don't even know. They're strangers, but they're Americans, and they are stranded at this point, just stranded. Let's go to Tomas really quickly. Hey, Tomas, we're up against it. What's up? Isn't this awful?
Yeah, you know, it tries one's face, really, you know.
Well said.
I mean, you know, God is supposed to be in charge, and apparently, you know, suffering and pain is part of the apple pie that we have to eat down here on Earth, and yeah, it's hard to swallow. You know, it's just, those people losing their children to a tornado that's a mile wide. You know, I've never heard of a tornado a mile wide. Hurricanes
are
supposed to be giant, and tornadoes are supposed to be something that will take half the block, you know, one side of the street and leave the houses on the other side.
I know. Not take out the whole entire neighborhood. Yeah, well said. That's it. That's the problem. In grappling with this, it's like nothing we have ever seen. All right, I decided we were talking so much about Oklahoma and the hearts being broken and how raw everybody feels after seeing all of this. We're going to introduce you to a young lad who has a bright future in front of himself as a musician. Stay tuned.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products. Learn valuable survival techniques. Meet other preppers and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge
knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Am I seeing you for the first time? Or have I known you all of my life? You look like an angel ready to take flight. Steps to highest, one way to someplace. Take my hand and spin around, baby. I wanna dance with you tonight. Spin around, spin around, spin around, baby. Hold on to me until daylight.
What you just heard there was a little snippet of Spin Around. That's the name of the tune. The group is Treeside. And we have with us, because you know how I like to put spotlights on some really good musicians and people who I think are going to end up taking off. And Blaine Mitchell is one of those people. I was having lunch with somebody, and they coincidentally, we started talking about music, and they showed me Blaine's video, Treeside's video of Spin Around, and I have to tell you, I was just blown away. And the kind of music we're talking about is sort of indie alternative style of music, and it's really, really, I think, super, super interesting, and I think he's got some great vocals, and I can't wait to see what Blaine and this group does. So let's have a chat with Blaine. So, Blaine, thanks for coming on the show. Tell me, first of all, about how long you have known you wanted to be a musician. Was this a thing that you were birthed with it? You started playing pots and pans when you were a kid?
Kate, it's pretty much a thing that's in my blood. It's been with me since I sang at my aunt's wedding when I was 6 years old.
Six years old,
yeah, and been performing on tables, stages, park benches, wherever I could find, just about.
I love it. Did people, you know, it's interesting because the music business now, you see, and you know this, there's so many shows about music, whether it's The Voice, American Idol, or a gazillion other ones, even Nashville, the television soap series about singing. It couldn't be bigger. People are fascinated by this whole idea of making it in the business, whatever the music genre that it is that you choose. But did you find, I'm sure your family's very encouraging, and I'm sure a lot of fans are very encouraging, but did you find that a lot of people were trying to tell you, oh man, oh Blaine, it's so hard, you ought to do something else. Did you get a lot of that? Are you getting a lot of that along the way?
Kate, there are a lot of, I guess my family and I, we call them dream haters. And, you know, you come across those every once in a while, but for the most part, people are pretty encouraging. Most people say, you know, you mentioned the reality TV shows. Most people say, hey, you should try out for this or you should go on that, and, you know, which I'm totally cool with, and I'll audition all day. But I don't think that, you know, those truly let an artist develop into the artist that's, you know, inside them and wants to come out. I feel like there's too much, you know, hierarchy just controlling the artist. And so I kind of want to go the indie route and, you know, do the best that we can on our own until someone comes along our way that sees what we're doing and trying to do and wants to help us out.
Well, somebody did come along your way because you won some sort of a contest where you got to go to California and cut a song in a great studio, I heard, in California. Tell us about how that came about and what it was like doing that.
My good friend, Ethan Kaufman, is an amazing producer, super talented guy. Played lead guitar for Ryan Cabrera for a few years. And opened up a studio out in West Hollywood out there. And this was our first trip to the West Coast, and we're super stoked. And we had some songs that we had written, and Ethan communicated to me that he was going to bring in some of his friends and awesome talent. We had the privilege to work with Aaron Sterling, who plays drums for John Mayer.
Mm.
We'll be on tour with John this summer.
Mm.
We also had Dave Amezcua from a band called AWOL Nation, and he played the bass on the record. So we have some pretty awesome talent, and we are stoked for the record to be out.
Yeah, and, you know, what do they tell you about, okay, nowadays it's different when you put a record out and trying to get people to hear it. It's about downloads, isn't it?
Right, yes, in which we, this is actually, it's not a full-length record, it's an extended play, it's an EP. So we will be giving away, an acoustic track of Spin Around so that, you know, people can relate and, you know, get to hear a little bit of our sound before, you know, we just start putting ourselves out on the market.
Yeah, you had an opportunity, you talk about doing the studio thing, but you had an opportunity also to play with the great Toby Keith. What was that like? Were you nervous?
I was nervous, but, you know, a stage is a stage, and, you know, it was just really cool. I had been, you know, being from Texas, listening to Toby since I was, you know, about 5 years old, since I started singing, and to be there meeting him and getting to talk with him and then standing side by side in front of 20,000 people. It was pretty surreal, but it was an awesome experience. It was really great.
What did you take away from Toby Keith? Did he give you any kind of career advice?
Toby, he kind of just heckled me a little bit and just told me to have a good time. And, you know, that's great advice. Just, you know, have fun with whatever you're doing. And, you know, we just had a great time that night.
Do you find that, you know, I said at the top in trying to describe your music, I said it's kind of indie alternative style music, but there's other ways we could describe it too. And do you find that people want you to pick a lane like, well, wait a second, you sound country here, but now this is a little bit more indie. Do you feel like sometimes people are looking for that label?
Yeah, I think a label, you know, a lot of times bands don't like labeling themselves, but I think a label really helps people relate to the music. You know, really, we have played country shows in the past, and really, country puts, you know, pays for the gas that goes into our tour van. But, you know, we'll put a label on ourselves just to help people understand our sound and who we are, and hopefully it'll help them understand, you know, our music a little bit better. So, yeah. You know, I'd say we lean towards the alternative rock, you know, bands like Lifehouse, Daughtry, Matchbox 20, that kind of genre, that kind of sound. So that's what we're striving to meet.
You also play in the band. Your brother Brady's in the band. What's that like playing with your brother? You know, sometimes bands break up. You got to stick with your brother. You realize that, right?
Having brothers, we fight all the time. But, you know, it's like constant little battles. But, you know, we always win the war together. So, it, you know, we're always fighting. And the band, you know, the other guys are like, dude, y'all get over it. You know, I'm sure they're tired of us just hearing us bicker about the littlest things, but, you know, it's really good having your brother side by side, you know, through studio, through on the road, through whatever we're going through. So it's really a cool deal to have, you know, my brother literally behind my back on the drums, you know, wherever we go. So
what's the ultimate goal? I mean, what would be, wow, I can't believe I'm here. I mean, you've already had a few of those moments, but what's the ultimate goal for you?
The ultimate goal for us as a band and myself would be playing in front of an audience that is singing our lyrics back to us, like a mass audience that, you know, is in each and every city that we travel to. We're having people scream our lyrics back in our face. That would be absolutely the most surreal thing ever. That's where we want to be.
You know, it's funny you say that. I saw the Toadies this past weekend, and that's exactly what happened with them. And the Reverend Horton Heat, and people were screaming the lyrics. They just even stopped at points in the songs and let everybody else sing them.
It is very cool.
It is very cool. Well, we can't wait to see what happens with your career. Promise me that you'll come back on the show when you're uber famous and you're like on Jimmy Fallon or something. You'll still come back on America Tonight, okay?
For sure, Kate. Thank you so much.
All right, you got to check it out. Treeside, Blaine Mitchell, and Brady. And I'll tell you what, Spin Around, it's a very good tune. Thanks for coming on, Blaine. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Kate, so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.